I'm not saying that they listen to it. I'm just saying if they're out and about, right, on vacation or something, they out in the club enjoying their time away from the kids, mm-hmm. and that shit come up. You're not going to dance. Oh, no, that's some trash ass music. Get the fuck out of here, man. You're going to move your ass to that music. You're not going to sit, stand there and look like over here dancing and stuff. You gonna go over there and dance, man. You gonna go over there and dance with your wife.
Dead End Hip Hop album review, Drake Views. Before we get into the review, make sure you go check out Dead End Hip Hop's Patreon account. If you don't know what that is, trust me, man, just hit the link or whatever. We got exclusive stuff over there. You want to know what Dead End Hip Hop thinks about Drake's Summer 16? Make sure you go there, because that's the only place you're going to get it. Not going to be on YouTube. Mm. So how much does a dollar really cost? Now, if you do want to support Drake as well, make sure you click the iTunes link in the description below.
It's in the shape of a heart. You click that, it'll go straight to Drake.
All right, so back to the review. Drake Views. I'm not going to front, man. The last album that we did, Nothing Was the Same, that was when I realized that Drake just does not make an album that encompasses everything for me. Now, there's two versions of Drake. There's a Drake rapper, there's a Drake singer. I definitely prefer the Drake rapper. Like, Drake, to me, when he wants to rap, he can't be a dope rapper. Now, when he sings, that's hit or miss for me. I like some of it. I don't like some of it. Like on Nothing Was the Same, 305 to My City. When I first heard that, I'm like, what the hell is this? After we did the review and we talked about, you know, our year-end wrap-up and stuff, I said I liked it. It just hit me later. With this project, though, this is one of the first times that I actually liked the majority of everything, including his rapping stuff, including his singing stuff. Now, the only one, I'm gonna start off with the one I was not feeling. Feel No Ways. Was not feeling the hook, was not feeling the song. I don't think that Drake is a great singer per se in terms of a voice. Not feeling that. Now, let me go into the joints I did like. I like You With Me. I like how he took that DMX inspiration. I definitely liked 9. Just the way, like, I like the rapping Drake. That's what he gave me on 9. I thought the hook was heavy. And on You With Me, I'm gonna go back. On You With Me, I like how he started kind of feeling himself when he said, all these bitches play me just to get this flow. You know what I'm saying? Like, I felt that. I'm like, okay, Drake, you got some energy. It's not just, you know, your monotone shit. You know what I'm saying? Like, I feel you on that. Now, the best song to me on the entire project is Hype. That's the Drake I enjoy. That's the Drake that I wish that he gave me more of. Mainly because whenever he does rap, right, or even when he sings, he tries to position himself like he's the best rapper, but you have not given us a rap album. So for me, from this point forward, it's kind of like, I don't want to hear that from you until you give me that. Every project that you've given me has been 50-50 rap singing, or 60-40 singing rapping. Western Road Flows, another dope ass song, because I never use this against Drake. He's definitely introspective. He just be introspective on some of the soft stuff, the simping stuff, that, you know, these girls, they love me because of who I am. Now they don't even care about me no more. But I'm not the one making the songs. I'm just the one reviewing them. Like, shit, like, how do you make it from Toronto to be the most prominent person in hip hop? You know what I'm saying? Like, I like him being introspective about that, him going back down the road that he is from, Weston. So that's pretty dope. Redemption. It's a simping song. But fuck with.
I like simping shit.
Yeah, it is some simping shit. But hey, you know what? Look, if you need some simp in your life, you listen to the Drake album. So now we get to the portion of the album that is, I guess, for hip hop people, a little bit more controversial. Not hip hop, but what the album called Views, right? And I guess originally it was supposed to be called Views from the Six. With Views, Toronto is a very Caribbean-inspired city. Maybe you knew that, maybe you
didn't know that.
Yeah, it's very inspired.
That Patois shit.
Yeah, it's very Caribbean-inspired. Yeah. So, like, bunch of Hispanics, Dominicans, Jamaicans, Bahamians, everybody lived there.
You know what I'm saying? Everybody stays there. So I kind of understood the Caribbean influence with Controller, which I thought was a good song.
I was questioning that too. I'm like, what the
heck? I kind of figure most people that don't know about Toronto would. Controller was good. I'm not gonna say, oh my god, I love it. A lot of people love it. I think it was good.
Would you say it like that?
I don't dislike. I like the song. I like. It's just not one of my favorites on here. But One Dance, that's my shit. Grammys featuring Future.
That was Designer.
You stupid as hell.
I thought it was Designer.
Hey, you know what? I heard the difference between them though. I really did. But with this track, Grammys, at first, you know, it is definitely one of the most bump in the whip songs on this project. So I definitely fuck with it. I didn't know how I really liked it at first. Because, you know, like Future coming in, win the Grammy, win the Grammy. And then he says like two bars, win the Grammy.
That's Future.
It is Future. But I fuck with it though.
You really want to win a Grammy?
Child's Play, another simping song. But you know, I kind of like that one too.
Wasn't that the one where he was like, you know, Cheese Factory or something, Toyota Camrys or something, yeah, or something like that?
So for me, this was, to me, in all honesty, this was one of my overall favorite Drake projects. And I, you know, a lot of people that I've talked to regarding this project, it's like they stand on completely opposite sides. Oh my God, you know, 90% of everybody, oh my God, this, everything Drake does is the greatest shit. No, it's not the greatest shit. One of the best shits that he's done, to me, in my opinion. Now there's other people, oh my god, this is the worst shit. And I guess when you're such a polarizing figure in music, you're gonna have those type of views.
Bars.
Bars. Dog DeMarco, dog DeMarco.
Straight like that.
Straight like that.
But this is definitely, is definitely to me one of the better overall Drake projects. So I definitely fuck with it. It definitely bumps in the way.
Yeah, man.
Damn, man.
What?
It's a light skin album, huh?
No. Yeah, this was definitely a torture to go through. But you know, I think I've said this before plenty of times. I haven't liked the Drake project, I think, since So Far Gone. You know, somewhat enjoyed the Drake project. I like songs here and there from, like, I think you said you like the rapping. Yeah, I prefer the more of the 5 a.m. in Toronto, the 9 a.m. in Dallas Drake. Like, I prefer that. He didn't give me none of that, I think, on his album. I did like Western.
He didn't give you hype? He didn't give you that on hype?
Oh,
you tripping.
Oh, you tripping.
No, not that.
He didn't give it to you on 9?
Oh, shit. Talking about 9, though.
Oh, man. I like 9.
Turn to 6. Turn to
9 is hard.
So is that down?
That shit was 9 now.
Yeah, it's like. I think Western. What's that? Western Road?
Western World Flows.
Yeah, that and Views is probably the only tracks on here, on the album, that I like. Like, on the whole album. Some of the bars in here was, like, so terrible, man. Like, very terrible. I'm not.
You go to Drake for bars?
No, I'm just saying, I'm not going into this.
People do?
Yeah. Some people do. I'm just saying, yeah, but I'm not going into. Me personally, I wasn't going to this expecting, you know, Royce the 5'9 LZI type bars, you know what I'm saying? But Jesus, I don't remember his previous albums where some of these bars were so awful, man. I turned green like Earth Day. There's so many bars on here that was just terrible. So just from that surface level, I was like, God, this is just such a torture to listen to. Some of the production, okay, was cool. Controller, that's a good, you take a chick on the dance floor, you know, like.
So what about some of One Dance? So, B, okay, like, I get it that's not what you, they're not necessarily bad songs depending on where you are.
Depending on what you're doing.
Yeah.
But just for me listening to this, I'm like, I have to, yeah, if I got some chicks over it, Controller, gonna get them on the dance floor. But like, just me sitting here, just wanna listen to something good and soulful. Not soulful, but just something good, man. I just be like,
not the soulful here.
I just be like, oh my god, this is that Party Next Door dude, like, why? The Pimp C placement in there, like, why would you want to? I don't even think Pimp C would agree to do that song if he was still alive. Like, come on, like, that.
Maybe not that song.
Yeah, that
but
was.
I think he would have worked with Drake though.
That was bad. That was bad. And then, you know, the song Designer. Song with the Grammys with Designer, aka Future. At this point, I would have hoped for him that. Be a little bit more inspired to make a really good album. It seemed like, you know, after Kendrick going
at him. He was inspired to make a good album.
He just made a Drake album.
That's why he went back to Toronto and recorded in Toronto and got with his boy 40.
Took it back to the city.
He took it back to the six.
To the six, huh?
Took it back to the six.
Flipped
it upside down to 9-9. I knew you was about to say that. Took it upside down to 9-9. Yeah. I don't hear you having much else to say. It was torture listening to this. I just wasn't.
If your girl say put on that Drake, you gonna pull on that Drake, huh?
Oh yeah.
Hell yeah.
I mean, that'd be obvious.
That shit gonna bump in the whip then, huh?
Yeah, it's gonna bump. You want this? Oh, okay. But I mean, dude, I'm talking from a BZ430 standpoint. No, I don't mess with this album. It's very lazy and uninspired to me.
This is, to me, his worst album to date. And what makes this so sad is that he tried. You know, I listened to the Zane Lowe interview, and he was sitting there talking like in the earlier parts of the interview, he was like, he was so into this album. Like, he was writing songs, and if the lyrics wasn't right, he'll rewrite it or throw it out. He said he threw a whole song. And I remember when I first listened to it, I was like, man, that's like, it's no, like you said, it feels uninspired. Like, it feels like it and then I listened to it a second time, I was like, it's like a disjointed collection of songs that lack cohesion and any type of thematic purpose. But then I watched the interview, so that was my thoughts, right? So I watched the interview, he was like, oh yeah, it's supposed to be about Toronto, and it's supposed to really carry the mood of the city from a calendar year, starting with winter to summer, and then back to winter again, which is where you get Summer's Over, which to me is the best song on the whole thing.
So,
you
know, so how is Western Road Flows whack then?
Because it's not good.
But what makes it not good?
His rhyming over it, at the beat sounds basic and plain.
The beat would
sound cool.
Yeah, that Mary
Jason.
I don't know, that's what I'm saying.
Because that is prototype Drake production, where you have like a singer kind of in the background going, hey, man. You know what I'm saying? You can't even make out what it is. I can't do it. I'm not a singer, but I'm just saying, bro. Okay, go ahead, Ken.
You got that, and then you got Views, like it's
hype,
and hype. So here's the other problem.
Okay.
Drake needs to evolve, and the thing about it is he's at
what the hell is One Dance? What is?
Got you.
I'm just saying. When have you ever heard him make a Caribbean inspired?
I'll tell you what One Dance is. One Dance is the size of what Drake's career is turning out to be. Plagiarist.
One Dance.
He's turning into somebody that lacks original creativity outside of the singing stuff, and he's basically mimicking other people's ideas, flows, songs, whatever.
And like
comeback season.
Hotline Bling was definitely a bite off of that dude.
Yeah, Drake.
He jumps on everybody's shit that's popular, according to him.
But let me ask you, better. Let me pause you right there though, Ken. Because as an artist, right, like when you're inspired by something else, you take that and you make, yes it is. Hotline Bling was inspired by Dram. It was inspired by Dram. Does it sound like Dram's song?
Everybody
to you?
Everybody was pointing out the similarities between the two songs.
But it was completely different, though. Wait.
I had to stop you on that one. Like, okay, I understand being inspired by somebody that just dropped the song that just dropped
exactly
it.
Exactly. Yeah, like
not like somebody that you made it back in 99 or even 2006. Even.
So you can't be inspired by your contemporaries,
dude.
That's
biting at that point.
But it's biting if you took it and then just kind of switch one thing and it's like, okay, yeah, it's mine.
That's what it sounds like.
That's what he did. It's the same tempo.
I mean, come on, bro.
Okay, it's the same tempo, but different.
Same sound.
He's been doing this his whole career. I like So Far Gone, but if you look at So Far Gone, what is that? That's Houston shit.
Okay.
He stole that shit, too.
I'm going to get this man some headphones for his birthday next year. for something. Well, you got to beat by nothing. I'm going to get you.
I got to beat by nothing. Mike Dad.
It's just not there.
It never just clicked for you, like.
At all. Mm-hmm. I'm with B, it was a torture.
Mm.
It was a torture. Like, the more and more I listened to it, the worse and worse it got.
You don't have anything you like off of it?
Summer's Over.
Like, really? Nothing else? Like, you didn't like, you didn't like Nine?
Nope. I didn't like Nine. I didn't like Western Road Flows. I don't like Controller.
With Wifey. And One Dance, come on, you be like, come on, baby, let's, you know what I'm saying, let's get our
kid on dance.
I don't think so. I don't think listen to that shit.
I'm not saying that they listen to them, I'm just saying if they're out and about, right, on vacation or something, they out in the club, enjoying their time away from the kids, mm-hmm. and that shit come on, you're not going to dance. Oh, no, that's some trash-ass music. Get the fuck out of here, man. You're going to move your ass to that music. You're not going to sit, stand there, look like over here dancing and stuff. You gonna go over there and dance, man. You gonna go over there and dance with your wife.
Nah, man, the album's terrible, man. It really is. It really is. This is his worst album, man. Mm-hmm. This is his worst album. I don't know. And you know what's? You know what else is interesting? Even the Drake fans don't like this shit. That's all I got, man. And it was so fucking long.
It was long. It
like,
was
what
long.
The fuck, man? Why the fuck are you gonna put these mediocre ass fucking songs on here? You're gonna put all of these motherfucking songs? It's just filled with nothing but mediocre songs with damn whack ass unmelodic singing. It was absolutely fucking. I had to sit and listen to this shit.
So, okay, here's the man. Y'all got me crying for real. These dudes been killing me. Ever since the Just Hold On, We're Going Home, because I still love that song. And I've been saying for years that I want Drake to just drop an R&B album. Just a poppy R&B album. And I wasn't going to listen to this unless we reviewed it. And people were just emailing me, yo, Drake finally did what you asked him to do. Drake dropped the album just for you, C-Town, just for you.
So I was like, okay, cool, man. Like,
yeah, that's how they sound. That's how I was reading it. This for you, bro. This for you. So I was like, shit, this for me? This for you. So I grabbed this shit.
And what happened? What'd you do?
This is not what I want. This ain't what I asked for, bro. This is some of the most boring, mind-numbingly boring music. This shit. Okay, so
you gotta go for you now.
The R&B songs, that shit sounds basic, formulaic, and cheap. Hip hop shit was even worse. This was 2010. How can you defend these bars? Immature like Marcus Houston. Really? Toying it like a Happy Meal.
Okay.
You just kept riding that. You toying it like a Happy Meal.
So late.
Bro, this shit was fucking awful. It doesn't even sound like Drake wanted to rap this shit. It sounds like he was so bored this whole album. This was fucking nap rap. Like, if your kid is hollering, put this shit on. Put that motherfucker to sleep. This is the most boring, sad-ass rap. I was poking myself in the eye to stay awake listening to this bullshit.
What was boring about Hype Mike?
Every goddamn thing.
Sounded
his like whack-ass
James.
Bars, his boring... I've already heard this 35 times.
Not for me to go.
You might want to. Yes. And your shit on your work. Your car mad at you too. Your car, you've been playing this bullshit. Yeah, your car went to sleep. Listen to this bullshit. I'll tell you, the only song that I really, really fucked with was You With Me. Truth be told, that song was dope. That song was really dope. And I'll tell you why I like it so much. I like the way he rhymed on it. But I also like the progression of the song. Mm-hmm. I like how it started off, he was kind of upset a little bit, and the more he goes on in the song, he gets more and more upset. And then by the end of the song, he's like, this is some bullshit, right. I'm pissed. I thought that was really creative how he did that. The beat was good, and it was one of the only beats on this whole shit that I thought was good. Some of these beats, bruh, hold on a second. Feel No Ways, Jesus Christ.
I don't like that.
That sounded like, remember back in the day when you had them Casio keyboards and they had them preset beats?
Yeah.
And y'all would just play around and hit that shit and you writing songs to girls. Yeah, girl, my name is Mike. I'm gonna ride your pussy like a bike. It was that kind of shit. That's what that sounded like. That better than Drake bars. Channing Tatum. That was the only... I'll tell you when this album really pissed me off. Well, you know, I'll talk about the Pimp C feature real quick because I found that to be... unbelievably disrespectful. I'm not even saying that Pimp C would not work with Drake. That verse made no sense on that song. None. What Pimp C was talking about had nothing to do with that simping ass bullshit that Drake had on it. Now, I'd be fine if Drake put Pimp C on a track, but not that one. Why didn't he rap? If you have Pimp C,
yeah,
a legendary rapper that's dropping, I don't want to say it was like the craziest bars ever, but he was rhyming on this shit. Why didn't you come after that and rhyme? You over here singing about some nonsense about chicks. Fucking chick hop. But that's what this fucking bullshit should be called.
But is that new though?
No, but it's getting tired. It's getting so fucking tired.
So then how did you feel about the Caribbean songs then?
Because I didn't like them shits at all. But I think that was because he needed to stop hanging out with Rihanna so fucking much.
Can't help it.
He needs to stop. I didn't like any of those songs. I didn't like Too Good, Controller, or One Dance. And it's not, but the thing about it is, I don't really like that kind of music. So my opinion is kind of invalid when it comes to those songs. It was Child's Play that really was, it put me over the top. I was sitting there, Child's Play was this album's Marvin's Room. When I heard Marvin's Room, I was like, I cannot believe he's writing this. When I heard this song, this is worse than Marvin's Room. This was the most whack, bullshit, bitch-made nonsense. This motherfucker wrote a song about fighting with his girlfriend at Cheesecake. Now, first of all, why the fuck is Drake hanging out at Cheesecake Factory? That's what I don't get. I like going there. Why? You're filthy rich. Why are you hanging out at Cheesecake Factory?
Because he's a normal guy.
No, he's not a normal guy. Get the fuck out of here.
This motherfucker's tongue and stomach is. This nigga like what he like, Mike.
He is not going with his girlfriend.
You want to feel normal, man. Like Kanye, they ate it like what? Waffle House.
Yeah, so
Kanye's kind of weird though. So I can see Kanye doing it before Drake. Now, that wasn't even the problem. Mm-hmm. The problem got into why they were fighting. You remember why they were fighting? Yes, why you laughing? He was mad because his girlfriend took his car to get some tampons. Everybody here got a woman. How many of us have let their woman go get some tampons with their car? I sure the fuck have.
Hey, but
am I the only one? So to get her back, what he does is, he hides the keys.
She's still finding it anyway.
He is a bitch. That is some bitch. He's probably mad because she didn't get him any fucking tampons. That was some bitch shit. You mad that you mad because your girl went to get some tampons. Who here knows not to fight with their girl at that time of the month? Who here doesn't know that?
You the last always.
Bang. All my tampons. Dude, I could not believe what I was hearing. I was like, Drake, you've not gotten past this shit yet. You still writing shit like this? You still,
all I wanted was a cookie. You can even bring back a cookie.
Whoa, bitch ass. God, damn. Man, no. So hey, even man, outside of that, the rest of this album was just so painfully monotone and boring. It didn't even sound like he was writing this album, like rapping to us. It sounded like this whole album was his thoughts, like what was going on inside his head. It reminds me of that Simpsons, I think it was a Simpsons episode where they go into Homer's head and all it was I like hot dogs, I like hot dogs, I like hot dogs. That's what this shit reminded me of. It sounded like I was reading somebody's diary. And I know Drake
does that. What's wrong with that?
But okay, it's fine if I can take something from the diary. This shit, there was no purpose to any of these songs. It was just like,
so you don't think that's entertaining that somebody's actually rapping about this shit that some dudes actually think about?
No. This shit, it would be cool if he did it in a creative way. There was nothing creative about this album. It was boring and monotone and completely passionless. When you're writing about these bitch-made subjects, at least put some passion behind it. Like,
I think he does, though.
No, not on this album. When I hear Marvin's Room, I feel like he's actually crying in the room.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? I'm not even making a joke. I feel like he's genuinely putting feelings into that song.
Mm-hmm.
This shit, I feel like he was just like, well, I need to put an album out. This is what I'm going to do. This is what people expect out of me. This is what I'm going to give them. And that's what he did.
Drake, rough on Drake. If you watch, look, man, I've said it for a minute. I like you as a rapper more than I do as a singer. But however, I do enjoy some of your singing type tracks. But I also come to the realization you will never make an entire project that I would like. So I will take that with a grain of salt. Obviously you winning, bro, because ain't nobody doing a million and like damn near for a, you know what I'm saying, until their album, you know what I'm saying? Like you did that in the first week.
Yeah, obviously, you know, what you're doing is working. I mean, it's just probably not to my liking, so, you know, pretty much it. I don't know what can you tell. I mean, what can you tell him? He sold what, over a meal a week. So, I mean, I just don't like this album. This is just not for my This is not my personal taste. So, I'm just gonna leave it at that. I can't really tell you what you need to do or what you don't need to do because evidently it's working. So.
That must be 8:30.
Nah, man. Like this is your worst album to me. You know, I would rank this at the bottom of your albums, and I've been enjoying, you know, the projects that you have put out. This just isn't work for me, and part of the reason why is that I feel like it. You don't have to, you know, be pointed out, man. You like what you're doing. This formula is working, you know. So if you're selling this much, I doubt you're gonna change. But I think it's evolve. Do something different. Be creative. You have enough people listening to you and paying attention to you, like, that you can afford to do that. So I think you, as huge as you are, have the flexibility and the range to go out and try something different.
I disagree, man. You don't need to change. There's no point in you changing at this point. You've built your entire career off of being this sensitive hip-hop artist that likes to sing. There's no point now in changing. If you're watching Drake, which I'm sure you're not, keep making this fucking chick hop, all right? Keep making this fucking nap rap. It's just not for me, but maybe one day when I have a kid, I can play this shit, put his ass to sleep, just like Ken did, and that's it, man. Hey, keep making this shit, man.